I hear some fading out, but I have. And we're back here on the first intercontinental version of Will Communication, Jungle Communication. And I'm here with my new bestest buddy and big toe, Ben Ripple of Big Tree Farms. And we're going to talk all about, well, actually, yeah, sorry. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ben. How are you doing? Thanks.
I was actually not planning on letting Ben say anything today. We're here, the millions of listeners worldwide may have wondered why Will Communication was suspended for the last 2 weeks. And it was partly due to a relocation from Jackson Heights, Queens to Bali, Indonesia. So we're now clearly settled in a bamboo house, which if you're on Skype with me, and I think that's just Jack and Brendan and Patrick, you can see that's my wife in the background and the bamboo steps. So we're here and we're talking about sustainability, finally, because we're actually in a sustainable environment here at the Green School campus. And we're with the gentleman who actually lived here when it was just a farm. And I'd like maybe Ben Ripple to tell you a little bit about himself in his own words.
Your own words.
Wow. Your own words.
Just dropping the bomb like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to drop the bomb. Keep it up.
Yeah, thanks, Will. This is pretty interesting, exciting technology to have after 12 years in the heart of darkness over here. I've been here, I guess, for 12, 13 years working on small farmer issues. I came from a organic farm out on the west coast of Washington on the Olympic Peninsula, and won a trip to travel in a poker game at a bar one night.
I think that's how Brandon actually got Roberta's. Didn't you win it in a poker game?
That's great. So many serendipitous connections here.
You know what? Oddly enough, it was blackjack. Believe it or not, it wasn't it was poker.
I'd like to welcome, we also, just before we forget here on Will Communication, we'd like to thank our new producer-engineer combo team, Jack and Brendan. Brendan conveniently is the owner of a new motorcycle launch and pizzeria, Roberta's, the fashion capital of the world, Bushwick, New York.
Yep.
Morgan, stop off the L train.
That was a nice plug. Thank you. Also, if you guys want to call in, well, the phone number here is 718-497-2128. Will's going to come up with a question, and if you get this right, we'll give you a tall boy of Modelo right here.
Well, and actually, Ben and I are going to introduce a new segment, which is simultaneous to you offering a 24-ounce Modelo, we're going to offer two 12-ounce bin tanks, which together are similar to a 24-ounce Modelo.
But this one's empty, so I actually need another one.
Your beers are empty,
guys. Hold on, what's that? I think the funneling we're going to keep to next week. So let's get back to now that we know how much Brendan and Ben have in common. Let's hear a little bit about, I think everyone would like to know what exactly Big Tree Farms is. Wait, I can see you walking away. I can see you leaving.
Obviously, they were not so interested in that.
Oh, he is. We're going to hear a little bit about what exactly Big Tree Farms is because, quite frankly, even I wasn't really sure of it when I came to the island.
Oh, sacrilege.
Sacrilege.
Big Tree Farms. Big Tree Farms is the culmination of our 12 years here working with small farmers. We started a small organic farm and then realized that it wasn't just, Western vegetables that we were growing for fancy chefs on the island of Bali wasn't really the answer to sustainability. And there were a lot of small traditional farmers producing crops that have either gone commodified or have largely stayed hidden in the jungle. These farmers had really no access to market, or if they did have access to market, it was a really untransparent, unviable road. So we wanted to do something about that. And Big Tree Farms is the company that we started to try to create sustainable supply chains, try to create more equitable relationships between various stakeholders from farm gate all the way up to manufacturer consumer.
But how did you, I think one of the things, so Ben and I managed to bump into each other on about my second day here in Bali, another serendipitous moment. But what I'm curious, I think you mentioned the other day, how did you start with your first farm here in Bali? Maybe I read about it on your website as I was doing research for Will Communication like we do every week.
Well, remind me, make sure the stories line up.
Yeah, no, I won't disagree, so just say it.
We were traveling here. We got to Bali after about 8 months traveling in the far eastern islands. And you land on Bali and it's paradise compared to the arid Australasian islands to the east. But we were here about 3 days and we were staying with a small homestay up in the mountains, a poor family, the English teacher of the village, staying in their sort of an empty room off their kitchen. And he woke us up one morning about 4 o'clock in the morning and, pushed us onto his motorbike and drove up to the top of the edge of this valley, the peak of this valley, looking down in front of the giant volcano in Bali, which is called Agung. And he said his father had told him to give us the land.
So you were just much like the way I was gifted my radio show on Will Communication. You were given an entire farm.
We were given an entire, about 1/8 of an acre.
And isn't that how, I think that's how Brandon got the parking lot next to Roberta's. Is that correct? Can we get a...
No, we just took that. We didn't even ask.
Well, that's sort of the same thing here in Bali. We don't have, there's not the same dialogue that you would have with a landlord in Bushwick, home of Roberta's. Best restaurant in the world.
Thanks.
Morgan stop on the L train.
So, in Bali, you just like smack people?
Bali, you just take the land.
Yeah.
I mean, just take it. If you want the women, you take the women.
The only real question, the part that I didn't know was going to line up or not, was whether Will was going to come out with the fact that at some point I may have said that he never actually gave it. We just took it.
Yeah, of course he did. Of course. He gave somebody a couple beer bongs and then just slid it right out underneath their feet.
Right.
Shockingly, some things change between Bushwick and its sister city of Ubud, Bali. But the most important thing is that beer is the only currency that actually works anywhere in the world.
It is.
Beer.
We can cheer. We can talk. Dude, this is more intimate contact than I've had with you when we were in studio.
The sustainable lubricant.
So, but one thing, I know, and we always joke about the thousands of viewers and the millions of listeners worldwide who are obviously hinging on our every word, but how did you end up in a position where you felt like you could take an actual farm? Do you have any farming experience?
Well, again, just for the record, I didn't take it. I mean, just in case there are millions of people out there.
Yeah, either did I.
He leased it. He leased it. Yeah.
I swear.
No, so we were given this
land. Option to buy.
We were given this land by this family. It was, a very small piece. And Blair and I, my then partner, now wife, we did have...
Not to be confused with Blair from The Facts of Life. It's an entirely different
Totally
Blair.
Different. Totally different. I apologize if there was any confusion.
No trademark issue. Yeah. No, don't be upset.
So we had been farming. We both have been farming I've been farming since I was about 16. I started farming on the East Coast in Connecticut and slowly made my way across the country. But we knew a very different sort of West Coast market garden style of agriculture. And when we had won those tickets to go, when I was gambling, paying poker, we both decided that we wanted to travel the world and learn, some really unique Asian vegetables and then go learn cheese and learn wine and do all this stuff and then come back and figure out what to do. And we never made it past the Asian vegetable thing.
Well, there's a lot of Asian vegetables.
There are multitudes.
But so we don't, since we can't see anything.
We'll be right back on Will Communication.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for hot tub places. Liz Taylor is not a star, and even Lana Turner's smile. Something he can't.
singing along. That's over on the side. And we're back here on Will Communication, broadcast live from my bamboo house. Not, unfortunately, the shipping container in the backyard of the vegetable garden of the best restaurant in the world, Roberta's Bushwick. We're live with Ben Ripple, owner and, well, let's just stick with owner for now, of Big Tree Farms, the cutting-edge farm that has revitalized the entire farm-to-table network here in Bali, Indonesia. And we're going to be talking about some of his unique products, hopefully all of which I'll be stealing for Will Powder, with a small credit to Ben, of course, or a green line. And again, I'd like to take this time to thank our engineer, Jack, Captain Jack, the engineer, who unfortunately I don't have access to all the sound effects today, but we're looking for a little breaking glass. A little breaking glass, please. Can we get a little breaking glass? Or is that going to cut off our connection?
Give us a
second.
Do
we need to do that ourselves?
We'll get. Yeah, you have to break the glass yourself.
Oh, we have to BYO all sound. We can do that. And I'd also like to take a minute to thank my favorite market, Fairway Market, like no other market in the world. Fairway Market in New York, the only place when I'm not in Bali shopping at Big Tree Farms or in Bushwick eating at Roberta's, the only place I'll eat anything is from Fairway Market, housed in the Upper West Side of Manhattan. You know where it is. It's right by the subway stop. You can't miss it. Best products, best prices, like no other market, Fairway.
It is very good. Even for a guy who's been living in the jungle in Bali for 12 years, whenever I get a chance to come to New York, I always go to Fairway, like no other market.
It's the, the double plug is really impressive, I think. And so we'd like to talk with Ben a little bit. You know, you've heard the story about how, like Brandon, in a game of chance, he was able to start over a colony, in your case, Bushwick, in our case, the sister city of Bushwick, which is, of course, Ubud. And we'd like to talk a little bit about, Ben has a lot of exciting projects, hopefully all of which I'll be picking back with, because my yearly budget has run out, actually, after the 11 days that I've been here. I'm completely broke, so soon I'll be asking Ben for money. And the way that I'm going to be asking Ben for money is through some of his products, which I'd really like to talk about right now, starting with some coconut palm sugar, which I know Brandon, I can just see Brandon leaning over the edge of his seat, trying to get a hand on some of the coconut palm sugar.
What are you guys talking
this
about?
This stuff, I mean.
What's that?
Coconut palm sugar?
That's it. Coconut
the delay
sugar.
Is amazing.
Coconut nectar sugar.
It's the new pizza dough. It's the wait, you're getting a little slow. Somebody's standing next to you. It looks like a woman.
No, that's not true. Maybe. That's
all right. It's not a woman. It's Chris Paracchini. It's the other owner of Chris.
I told you, Brandon and Chris communication live from Bali with Will Goldfarb.
I forgot.
And we'd like to thank Fairway. Have you guys thanked Fairway yet? I thought we were talking about coconut something.
We're going to talk about coconut palm sugar.
Palm sugar.
And I'd like to hear a little about coconut palm sugar and the varieties that are now available through Big Tree Farms. Tree Bali or BigTreeFarms.com is the big question everybody wants to know. Which website do you log on to?
Wow. You really have brought up a bit of an Achilles heel. Thanks. We're hoping that wouldn't come out. But now that it's a little embarrassing. We do have two websites, and we're dealing with that right now. We're trying to choose one we like more than the other. Hopefully that will be taken care of, I guess, by the end of the day.
By the end of the show.
We're bringing that up. BigTreeFarms.com is where you can learn about all of the incredible, traditional, sustainable products that we've been working on for the past 12 years here in Bali and through 17,000 islands, 13,000 inhabited, and somewhere around 9,000 different languages, if you can believe it. I speak
all of them.
One of them. And
that's actual sweat on my shirt, by the way. I don't know if you can see that on the video cam, but it's really disgusting. That's actual sweat. It's hot as shit.
It's sweaty enough that if we wanted to wring it out, you could hear the drops into
and
a
what,
aluminum.
It's like 9 in the morning over there, right? Is that what time it is?
Yes, it's 130 degrees.
It's
cheers.
Nine in the morning. And you guys are drinking beer at 9 in the morning. There's a reason why I do this show with you guys. It's because
I thought it was just because you could steal it from me since I'm not actually there.
Well, there was that too. There was always that. I mean, I've always been looking to steal your show.
Mommy here.
Hey,
we've got the Wicked Witch of the East in the bamboo toilet right now.
She's been rubbing face paint, green face paint on her face in the bathroom for 30 minutes while she's been finishing up her second gin and tonic.
Which I think that's how Heath Ledger met his untimely demise, doing exactly the same thing.
Wow.
All right. Anyway, wow.
Seriously, guys, we're coming to Bali. This sounds amazing. I mean, I wish the people on radio could actually see what we're seeing as well. Oh my God, she's wearing a witch hat now.
There's no such thing as radio anymore. We've erased the need for a telephone and a television. Radio is the new all three.
It's true.
RV.
It's true.
Radio is. I don't even know what RV
Listen
is.
Listen with your
radio
eyes.
Vision. Radio vision.
That's what they say. Listen with your eyes.
Radio.
So we're gonna take a quick music break, and we'll be right back with the thrilling conclusion of Will Communication.
Eddie, is Brandon getting cut off, or am I getting cut off? Here on Will Communication, Volume 7, from Roberta's in Bushwick, out of the shipping container, at my bamboo house, Will Communication, Ben Ripple, Bali, Indonesia. Vampire Weekend. This show is brought to you by Vampire Weekend, like no other Fairway Market, like no other market. Vampire Weekend and Fairway, the sponsors of Will Communication. Excuse me, Brandon, Chris, Will, and Ben Communication, I think now.
Yeah, well, I think we actually had a new name for it. I think it's going to be called Bali Communication with Will and Brandon and Ben and Chris.
And Jack. Where's Chris? And where's Sarah?
It doesn't matter if he's here or not, actually. We'll just take him off the list when he's not here. You know what I'm saying? It'll just be like whoever's here.
It would be like naming a restaurant after his mom and then not letting him come.
Or his mom come.
She doesn't get, unfortunately, Roberta Paracchini's not entitled to the Heritage Radio Network discount, so she's unable to enjoy the lovely free pizzas,
she only gets a margarita and a bib salad. That's it. And if she'd like, we will give her a Coke, too.
I'm sure you will. Can you explain, though, if the only perk I was getting when I was in Brooklyn was the food, what is my incentive right now other than to hang out with you, which is a big perk?
That's a great question. I don't know.
I actually wasn't even listening to you.
I thought you were going to talk to Ben.
Can you bring me a pizza? This is ridiculous.
I'll fly you pizza.
All right, so we're going
to
go
to Bali.
Can you just put it in your bag and slide it on over? Just 25 kilos per bag. That's about 25.
They do have these new. This is absolutely true. They've got these new printers out there. We know this because in Bali, actually, we're right on the cutting edge.
We can print food to you guys.
Tank 10 of technology over here in Bali. They do now have these computers that they are printing three-dimensional replacement parts, possibly including pizzas, to Bali. And this is a new technology.
That we're going to have to look into that. We're, next week on Will Communication, excuse me, Brandon, Chris, Will, and Ben Communication.
Jungle
no,
Love.
It's
Jungle
actually Love. Called Bali Communication.
We're
going
to be doing, actually, that's our, I think Jungle Love by Steve Miller is going to have to be the new closing song. Jack Jungle the Engineer, Love. Captain Jack, do you think you'll be able to find that in the next 7 minutes?
We got you.
Before we wear out our welcome or the Skype connection is lost?
Oh, yeah, he's on it. I mean, this guy works really fast, Jack Ensley, people.
So we want to talk... He's on it. We're going to either build a funnel next week or we're going to have a three-dimensional pizza delivered from Roberta's.
Why
the
can't
first
we do
intercontinental
both?
Pizza
why,
delivery
why can't
service.
We do both?
What's that?
Why can't we do both?
Speaking to the mic.
Oh,
we can do both, actually.
Brand new technology. They're a bit slow, the printers, so we'll start at the beginning, see what comes out.
Well, I'm just going to print out something in one dimension and we're going to pretend like it's in three dimension. And then next week we'll work on it.
Or you could speak into the funnel and we'll see if it comes out the printer.
Ah, perfect. That's what I've been wanting to do for weeks. Ever since
So my favorite pizza, ingredients obviously are salt and pepper, which brings me back to a funny story about my friend and bestest buddy, Ben Ripple, who's going to talk about coconut sugar, long pepper, Balinese hand-harvested sea salt, and all the spices you'll ever need. Well, here on Will Communication with Brandon and Chris at Roberta's Shipping Container under their vegetable garden.
Mm-hmm. Fairway, like no other market. We're going to, at the very least right now, I'm going to try to get a 30-second plug for my coconut sugar.
Please.
In.
That's why we're here.
We're going to give that a shot.
I think it should be a 7-minute plug.
The absolute best new alternative sweetener, replacement for cane sugar, definitely replacement for agave. Who's heard of all the agave madness? Who heard about that? Did everybody hear about that? Millions of viewers?
That started in Bushwick,
is anybody
actually.
Calling in? No, really, the other day, this is on Monday
that's our
morning.
Trivia question. What Oops. Is the Balinese word for agave? First caller in.
I mean, the phones are ringing off the hook over here about this agave tang. Stuff.
Phones are lighting up. Switchboard's lighting up.
Awesome.
No, I mean,
did anybody hear about agave? I know that in the more liberal circles of our great urban centers in America, people love agave, only second to Jesus. So, what happened the other day was they were testing it at the American Glycemic Research Institute in Washington D.C., and 6 of the 9 patients that were standing there trusting the doctors actually fell unconscious on the floor after a spoonful of agave, and they had to be rushed to the hospital. They had gone into some severe toxic shock from agave. And what's happened now, they said, after instance, the Glycemic Research Institute has come out and said agave absolutely is not diabetic friendly. They've rescinded their logo, which they let agave manufacturers use. As well, it was on the front page of the Wall Street Journal the other day on Tuesday about the fact that agave, not so sweet.
Wow. So see, much like just Ben Ripple, not content to have the best product in the world, we must be able to simultaneously destroy its alternative.
That's right. We were at the Glycemic Research Institute, hiding in the corners with poison darts. As soon as that spoonful went in their mouth, we had to blast them with a poison dart of coconut sugar and knock them out.
That's incredible. And actually, we've heard that coconut sugar might be the antidote for diabetics who are subject to
I don't even want to, you know, actually, I don't know how many people are listening, but I don't want to get in. Looks like it. That was fun. Thanks. I'll be here.
This is a good do every Thursday. Friday?
Dude, I love
So we've got some connection difficulties from Bali, but you have been listening to Will Communication.
Wait, we're here. Wait. Don't hang up.
Whoa.
Get rid of us.
There you are.
We're going to jump trees everywhere.
So enter here for Halloween mystery and skiing.
We're back.
We're back, I think, with our new Balinese / Ohioan Connecticut co-host, Ben Ripple of Big Tree Farms, who's going to spend the rest of the year in Bali talking about all his products, not just his amazing coconut palm sugar, but his peppers, hand-harvested salts, and
black pigs.
And black pigs, the new, what is it? It's the new
the
something.
It's the new black. Well, black is the new black.
Pig is the new black.
Yeah, black pig is the new black.
So we're going to, and where can our listeners find you?
Which ones? Oh, bigtreefarms.com.
BigTreeFarms.com. If you're not at Fairway or Roberta's, the only place you can be is at BigTreeFarms.com. If you need to find the amazing content of this groundbreaking live television / radio / phone call show, issue 9, Will Communication from the Jungle, Brandon Chris Communication, sponsored by Fairway. Here, Heritage Radio Network, HeritageRadioNetwork.com. You can find us every week live from Bali. 9 p.m. your time, 9 a.m. the next day my time.
Oh, man. It was a pleasure.